Our next guest has been all around the world and is called upon all around the world for his expertise in medicine, healthy living, and such. He is Dr. Tom Rafai, MD, FACP, DIP, I don't know what this one is, DIP, ABLM, most importantly, President and CEO of Reality Meets Science, Incorporated, past president of the U.S. National Board of Physician Nutrition Specialists, all of that. And we talked to him, not often enough, but maybe now that he's back in the area, we'll get him on more, that this latest study out that shows glucosamine supplements have been linked to faster Alzheimer's progression. That got some people's attention, Doc. Hi.
It's wonderful to be back with you, Paul W. The DIP, ABLM, is just Diplomate of the American Board of Lifestyle Medicine.
All right, good.
Now, let's get right down to this study and not bury the headline. The relative increase in progression of, from mild cognitive impairment to dementia, to mild dementia, was 5% versus 6.25%. That's an absolute risk increase, the relative risk increase of which is 25%. So the media, and often we tend to report these relative risks that make things look bigger than they really are. So imagine 5% versus 6.25% over 5 years. And it was an observational study. So it was a retrospective analysis of University of Florida health records. And as you know, because we've spoken so many times, the only way to really prove something is a human randomized controlled trial where you control everything from the beginning, you know what your goals are, and then you follow. Obviously, if it's a massive increase in relative risk, like smoking, we don't need a randomized controlled trial to prove smoking causes cancer or that jumping out of a plane without a parachute will kill you. Well, I guess most of the time. But in this case, there's a signal, and it's of note because of a couple things for me. Number one, I've been very picky about glucosamine supplements. I know in the past you've called me out for not being forward enough about specific brands. And I must say, before I mention this one, I have no financial relationship to the only brand that has been studied in randomized controlled trials. And it is a prescription form in Europe that, due to our 1994 Dietary Health and Supplement Act, we can buy over the counter here. And this form of glucosamine, or crystalline glucosamine sulfate, is called DONA, or D-O-N-A, and it has been studied in multiple randomized controlled trials in the thousands of patients and shown to have some possible even rebuilding of cartilage and reduced symptom. So I don't recommend any other type, but I must say that, you know, the overall benefit's rather mild, and, you know, the evidence of losing 5 to especially 10% in a healthy way of body weight has much better evidence for improved symptomatology of knee osteoarthritis.
So bottom line here, Dr. Rafai, since we don't know the whole truth and nothing but the truth regarding glucosamine supplements linked to a faster Alzheimer's progression, if you are taking glucosamine and getting relief, you should probably just continue to take it. And by the way, if you're taking any medicines that a doctor has prescribed, you never stop taking those medicines without a discussion with your doctor. That still stands true, yes?
100%. I mean, if another licensed healthcare provider comes in and there's some new history your doctor doesn't know and says, stop it, that's fine. But you still go back and tell your doctor and coordinate with your doctor. Now, so a licensed healthcare provider should be the one that's directing you on that based on history. And yes, the other point of it is correct. If you've been using glucosamine and it has been improving your physical activity, which we know is huge, like the drug in and of itself, you stop it, your symptoms come back, you're no longer walking as much. That's not really a net benefit for you at all. So if you feel it's been giving you benefit, you really need to talk to the best in the best context, which is you with your licensed healthcare provider that knows you the best. I just note that when you look at the best data, the largest groups, whether it's for osteoarthritis or rheumatological associations, don't recommend glucosamine because when they look at all of the studies, but when you look at the one type that has been studied in human randomized controlled trials specifically, it does tend to work. That's the one that I recommend. I'm not going to mention it again. You can if you like, but again, I have no financial relationship to the company.
I've never heard of it. DONA. I've never heard of it. But anyway, you know, we're learning every day the art of practicing medicine. It is an art. It is not just a science. and there are differing views, differing opinions. I want to ask you a couple of quick questions with quick answers. Is there a test we all should have, say, anybody at 40 or 40 and above, is there some kind of a test that you say we should all have and maybe not getting?
Yes, one of them for sure, and then arguably could be, you know, at any age, even 10 and above, is a specific form of cholesterol that is so common in the human race. One in five humans has an elevated level. One in 10 has a very high level. And it is not detected by a standard cholesterol test. It increases not only the risk of heart attack and stroke, but aortic stenosis. And it is called LPA, or lipoprotein little a, is its old long name, literally spelled with a parentheses, little a, close parentheses. But every doctor knows what an LPA is. The new guidelines say everyone deserves at least one in a lifetime check. Canadian guidelines, Indian guidelines, Saudi guidelines. All and right. We have probably checked 1% of us in the United States.
All right, quickly. I don't know if this is the name or not, but online, and I'm sure that social media online has been a boon and a problem, but is it called a methylation test where you take a swab in your mouth and you mail it in and they tell you whatever you're deficient in? Is that what that's called?
Kind of- There's methylation tests, there's biological clocks. All of these tests, though, have not been studied in outcome studies, right? We have to be careful that, Paul W., your blood pressure, your cholesterol, including this LPA test, which you need to add to a regular test so you know both, and, of course, what I would call your blood sugar insulin sensitivity. Those three, your blood pressure, we need to check at home. What you're seeing in your doctor's office is okay. But many people have a higher level in the doctor's office than out, and some, Paul W., have a lower level. We saw one patient with 110 in the office.
We're going to have to run.
160 at home.
Clock is running out, Doc, but we'll have you back. Dr. Tom Rafai on WJR.